So remember the beginning of the pandemic when New York really had it bad, like New York was the epicenter. So all these New Yorkers were fleeing. And that became the big story about like New Yorkers that were like, I'm out of here. I'm out of New York. And we were all working from home and people started realizing how small their apartments were when they and their significant other both had to be in their little tiny space working, living. It was like, you know, too much. So there was this big exodus a couple of months into the pandemic where people started fleeing to everywhere, like upstate New York, a little bit Long Island, but mostly like upstate New York and Connecticut and other states. Colorado, for some reason, was a big target of New Yorkers.
Because pot's legal there.
Yes. That has to be.
That's the reason.
Probably why.
Right,
yeah,
there.
Makes perfect sense. And then all these articles are being written about New Yorkers fleeing and how many of them were. And people were saying, oh, yeah, my building, we had 18 people on our floor alone who all moved out. So everyone had stories about like empty apartments and people fleeing and the rents were going crazy because, you know, nobody was paying them. And, you know, rents were going down because they were trying to get people in and all that kind of stuff. So here we are about 18 months later after the big exodus. And the New York Post decides to profile a bunch of couples who they knew were leaving, you know, the original couples, you know. So how's it going? How is it in Colorado and Pennsylvania and
are
upstate
you
New York?
You moved?
Right. It seems to be a disaster all around.
Oh, no.
Because what you have here, here's the difference. New York is one of those cities that when you look at New York, you're like, wow, people come from all over the country to New York. The reason why they come from all over the country to New York is because they want to live the New York life. You know, they're not country. You might have been born in Peoria, but you know you don't belong there. You don't want to live on a farm. You don't want to work with cattle. You don't want to be in a small town. You want to be in New York where you're going to be in a building and there's doormen and a super, someone to do all your stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how quickly you get spoiled being a New Yorker, regardless of where you're from. So this one couple that went to Colorado, they bought a house on lots of property, like just this beautiful big piece of land for very little money, you know, that they are now referring to the Little Shop of Horrors on the Prairie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. When they got there, the house, the floors were a mess. There were like holes in the floor. So they had to take the floors up. But they didn't realize, like, once you take a floor up, you got to put it back down. So they were doing this all on their own and they had planks. They were living for months with just like walking from room to room on a plank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had built a shed outside and they were building gardens and they were doing like a vegetable garden and all that stuff and a clothesline and washing their clothes and hanging it up to dry. They didn't take into account that where they were living had so much wind and wind gusts. They said it was like being on a sailboat in a hurricane. We are trying to batten down the hatches. They said they'd wake up in the morning and the entire garden would be like on the other side of the farm,
mm-hmm.
or the shed would be completely turned over, you know, or it was just, they said it was just like every day there was something brand new because they were New Yorkers. They didn't know what to do or how to farm, you know, how to country. So that's one couple. Then there was another couple who they didn't want to be confined to the tiny apartments like everybody else. They were living in Brooklyn. So they went to Pennsylvania. They went to the Catskills and they bought a very nice house that had this leak. And they're like, ah, it's a leak. It's a pipe. We'll be fine. And the pipe leak ended up being all old pipes. It leaked throughout all the walls that they had to take all the walls out. And in the post, they have pictures of them living in this house, and it's all just beams.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are gone. They had to replace the roof. And a year later, all this work is still going on because it's very expensive, even there. And finally, another couple who inherited a farmhouse upstate New York in 2017 had been renting it out as an Airbnb, and that's how they were making a lot of their money. COVID happens. No one's going to Airbnb. Nobody can come to New York, even upstate, you know. And they also, one lost their job, one was working from home, and they said, listen, we got to get rid of our apartment. We got to go move up to this farmhouse. They said they didn't even know how to change a toilet seat. They knew nothing about country living. They saw these really pretty birds, so they put up all these bird feeders, but they didn't realize that bird feeders also attract mice, rats, raccoons, squirrels, and bears. Okay. They were growing strawberries, which keep getting stolen, and they thought it was the neighbors. So they put up all these cameras. It was possum.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you put things out in the country. Varmints eat it.
Well, you know that because you've been living in the country for so long. You're a country guy.
But if you do stay in New York, the New York Post is bitching about how to survive New York City. It says the city that never sleeps because it don't shut up.
That hasn't changed. That's oh, it's been New York City since the dawn of New York City time. Why is it? What's different now?
I so can believe it because every time we do this show, there are sirens in the background. Always.
Well, it's unfair for you to say that. I happen to live near a hospital. I actually live in between two hospitals. So where I live is particularly siren-y.
Half of New York City barely gets 6 hours of shut-eye a night.
That's their problem. Not me. I get 8 hours, no problem.
There was a neighbor who was in a big building who played Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles on a loop, nonstop, during lockdown. Drove the neighbors insane.
Well, that's why you either have a super or somebody, or you can call 311, make a noise complaint. I mean, there's things you can do. You don't have to put up with that.
I love that the New York Post is recommending like sleep earbuds from Bose. if you want to live in New York, you should actually invest in these sleep AirPods. Another one is a dream pad, which gives you soothing vibrations. It's $100.
We'll say that if that neighbor was playing Harry Styles over and over, I would have had no problem with it. I think it's the fact that it was Vanessa Carlton and nobody really enjoys her music anymore. I think it's because people are at home and they didn't realize all the noise that goes on in their buildings. Because normally they'd wake up in the morning, they go to work, they come back, and everyone's back from their day also, and they're ready to eat dinner and go to bed or watch TV or whatever they do at night, you know, go to the gym, like whatever you do. People don't realize all the noise that goes on all day long. And if people are home and they're all working from home and everybody's home, I think you get a sense of how noisy. I mean, my building, the issue is that during COVID, when everybody was home and it was total lockdown, they actually let people do construction. So we'd all be home working and there'd be some idiot drilling for like 6 hours. Yeah. I know. How do you allow that during the beginning of the pandemic? That was not cool. That was not okay.
See, when I first moved into my first brick home, I didn't realize it till I think it was that Saturday morning. I woke up and it was storming outside and I couldn't hear jack shit. It was the quietest night of my life. I'm like, this is the greatest thing. It's my own house, no neighbors. And it's made of brick and it's built right. Wow. You can't hear anything. And then
I can't. If it's that quiet, I definitely can't sleep. It's too creepy.
It's like those rooms that are completely noise proof and if people go insane in there, that's what you would do in a brick home in the country.
It would feel like solitary confinement. Like, what did I do? Why am I here?
Because you don't even hear it.
No.
It just goes right past. I mean, even when we're doing this, you can't hear it. You're like, what? No. I didn't hear anything. Just nothing going on.
I tuned it out 15 years ago.